Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Andre Champagne. The New Orleans Saints are sending wide receiver Rashid Shaheed to the Seattle Seahawks in return for a 2026 fourth and fifth round draft pick. Shaheed will be reunited with former Saints offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak in Seattle. New Orleans is now down to Chris Olave, Brandon Cooks, Devon Vele, and Mason Tipton at the wide receiver position. The LSU Board of Supervisors voted Tuesday to name McNeese State President Wade Roos as the university's next president. Roos will play a major role in the hiring of LSU's next athletic director. Pelicans coach Willie Green is on the hot seat after New Orleans' 0-6 start to the season. Green's discussions with the Pelicans front office, including Executive Vice President Joe Dumars, remain focused on finding a quick solution to improve the season.
Joe and I, we talk pretty much every day. We all echo the same sentiment that we'll continue to work at it. We're all frustrated, want to be better, and we're all a part of making sure that we do what we can to be better.
The Pelicans look to get in the win column tonight as they host the Charlotte Hornets at 7 p.m. LRN.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
LSU's rushing offense ranks 15th in the SEC, averaging just 106 yards on the ground a game. In Alabama's lone loss of the season, Florida State rushed for 230 yards. Interim head coach Frank Wilson says running the ball effectively will be a key to beating the Crimson Tide this Saturday.
We'll have to be able to run the ball. I think it's something that you have to invest in, and you can't just talk about it and say you're going to do it. You got to do it, and I think it helps us from a passing game standpoint to be more effective. I think it helps in holistically complementing your defense as well, and I think we have talented backs that can do it.
LSU women's basketball season begins tonight as the Tigers host Houston Christian at the PMAC at 7 p.m. Head coach Kim Mulkey enters her fifth season coaching at LSU. The Tigers bring in three new transfers, including junior Mylaysia Fulwiley, senior Amaya Joyner, and sophomore Kate Koval. LSU also brings in the top freshman class, which includes Bella Hines, Grace Knox, Divine Borich, Zakiya Johnson, and Megan Yarnovich. LRN Sports, I'm Andre Champagne.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on.
Tiger Rag Radio is on the air.
Let's crank this thing up.
We're statewide, breaking down the latest happenings with LSU athletics.
This is us.
Hear from the coaches.
What's required and asked of you to represent our university.
The players.
We're having fun and we're working, baby. That's it, baby.
The recruits.
Show some passion and some heart.
And those who cover the Fighting Tigers of LSU and the SEC.
We're all in to finish what we've started.
It's 2 hours of nonstop LSU talk.
What a privilege. I mean, you get to represent LSU.
Tiger Rag Radio is brought to you by Cummins. Cummins creates power solutions that the world depends on. Louisiana Beef Industry Council. Boudreaux's Electrical Services. Sunshine Quality Solutions. Super Chevy Dealers. And Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Get ready to talk Tigers with producer Andre Champagne and our host, Todd Horn, Jeff Palermo, and Glenn Gildo.
Three great players that are better people than they are players.
This is Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Welcome back to Tiger Rag Radio, hour number two of the show, and we got a lot to get to here. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll hear from Wilson Alexander from The Advocate. He had a great piece on Sunday, I believe it was. Actually, it might have been Monday. It might have been
Sunday.
It was online Sunday. It might have been in the actual paper Monday.
They still print those things?
They still do. And they still print a Tiger Rag magazine, too, which you can find
all around
Baton Rouge. And you can also check them out at tigerrag.com. Yeah, you got the basketball issue out, right?
Yeah, it just came out today. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And just disregard all the football information it has in it, because we talk about how Kelly's on the rocks and.
Oh boy! Oh well, you win some, you lose some. So we're going to talk with Wilson Alexander. He talked with a lot of people involved. About what it was like with Brian Kelly running the LSU football program, and we'll get Wilson's take on that. But let's bring in Jim Gazzolo, who is the who covers McNeese State Athletics for the American Press. He joins us now, and when Governor Landry said last week that he wanted, he did not want Scott Woodward to pick the next AD for
next football
or next
coach.
Football coach for LSU. A lot of people were wondering, well, what's going on here? What does Jeff Landry have against Scott Woodward? And then, you know, Ross Dellinger had a piece from Yahoo Sports saying how this goes back to what happened in the springtime when Governor Landry went to Scott Woodward and said, hey, let's bring Will Wade back. And that should not be new news to anyone, because if you're reading Jim's stuff at theamericanpress.com, he laid this stuff out back in March. And it's I think a lot of people, there were some people that were in disbelief or some people who didn't really buy into it. But, Jim, it looks like your story was accurate. And it's I have a feeling the rift probably goes back even before that. Between Landry and Woodward, but that apparently really did stoke the flames, didn't it?
Yeah, I guess I'm not the village idiot this week.
have you been the village idiot before?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't think you're a village idiot, but I would love for you to share with our readers the Reader's Digest version of the overall story.
Well, it goes back to the best way to quickly do it is they wanted Scott, they wanted Will Wade to be the next basketball coach back at LSU. Jeff Landry, I believe, orchestrated meetings and phone calls, and Scott Woodward didn't. And there were some leaks that came out of perhaps Baton Rouge that maybe Will had already taken the job at North Carolina State, kind of backing him into a corner to take it. And they made the decision then that for that moment, it would not happen. But I always believed that it was in place if Dr. Roos got the job, if they could bring Heath Schwer over in some capacity, the AD at McNeese, that the band of three would be back together. I think they liked working together. They enjoyed their company. They enjoyed the job they did at McNeese. And I think that was all part of the plan if it could work out.
Is it still a possibility, even though Wade is getting ready to start his first year or has already started his first year at NC State, that if Matt McMahon does not have a successful enough season, that is it possible that Will Wade could come back to LSU still now?
Sure. I think it's completely possible. I began the piece about it saying this is what could have been, what might have been, maybe what should have been, and I ended it with this could still be. I could see it happening this year, next year. A lot of things would have to fall into place. I know Will Wade has a buyout that drops immensely in April of this year. I would imagine that was put in place for purposes in case. And I know he has a great love for Louisiana, and I know his family loves Louisiana, and I think with Will Wade, anything is possible.
Jim, do you believe that Will Wade wanted to come back to LSU in the moment at that time, and it was really Scott Woodward who just put the stops on it?
Yes. Yes, I believe had not for the leaks about North Carolina State been there, I think he would possibly be here right now, if not waiting one more year at McNeese.
Where do you think those leaks emanated from?
I think if I had to guess, it'd be somewhere in Baton Rouge. if I had to guess. So, but the village idiot isn't ready to speak out on that just yet.
But if that was the case, and I'm not saying it wasn't, I think you've earned your credibility and your stripes to warrant that. But I would say that it's understandable why a certain governor maybe have become vehemently upset with a certain athletic director. But I don't think that was the only reason why he drew his ire over the last, say, week.
No, I think it was building up. I think there were other buildups that probably go beyond just Will Wade. How's that? But I just know that's because of the McNeese angle. I just know the centerpiece of that particular. I think the works were going on as late as the night of the Clemson victory. But I just don't think that everybody was on board at the same time.
Talking with Jim Gazzolo of the American Press, he covers McNeese State Athletics. So it's been reported tonight on multiple sources that Virg Ausberry will be the permanent athletics director. How does that change the equation here if it does occur where Matt McMahon has a season where they only win 5 or 6 games in the SEC and Will Wade is wanting to come back? And you mentioned the Heath Schroyer part. He's the athletics director at McNeese. He's the one that hired Will Wade. He's a kind of an aggressive guy. He's really trying to put as much money and community support behind McNeese, and he's done a pretty good job of getting a naming rights deal for the football stadium, for the basketball arena. A lot of things are happening there at McNeese. So if Heath did come to LSU, what role could that potentially be? And how does Virg Ausberry play into this if he's not a permanent athletics director?
That's a good question. In my scenario, Virg did not have that job. So I think Heath would have a role in it. I think it would be something to do with basketball, something to do with fundraising, which he's very good at here. He's raised $11 million in the last 4 months of naming rights just at McNeese with the football and basketball arenas and some other sponsorships. That's his forte, and I think that would have to be a part of the role where it would fit in. I think whenever you have a new administration going in like Dr. Roos, you have some political capital that can give you a way to finagle relationships and finagle some of the operations differently. They're big on that here at McNeese. They've really created something that saved a school after the hurricane. So that's kind of where their benefits are, I guess, would be. And I think that you would figure out something that everybody would be happy with. Look, there was 100 minds in this minefield, and maybe we've cleared up half of them. We don't know how kind of a year Will Wade's going to have at North Carolina State. He called me today to talk about he wanted to see how McNeese did last night. So we talked about McNeese basketball and North Carolina State basketball. It's always a possibility, and I think there's a lot of things that could fall a lot of this through. But I still think it's a possibility that today is more possible than it was yesterday.
Well, I think, and I'm probably going to kill his name, but sure. I think he kind of, based on what you just said, fits in with what Roos said yesterday or this morning about how he wanted to turn LSU more into a brand center where it was capitalizing and monetizing more and bringing more income in than outgo. And if Shuer plays a role in that, whether it involves Wade coming here or not, depending upon what McMahon does, I think you could see Shuer here in some type of brand leadership capacity. And, you know, football is king here, and Virg is probably going to make a good hire, and he's earned his position here. So if they could all work together and build an income center around the brand that is LSU, I think that all rings true.
Yeah, two things that I've always known in my 40 years of experience in the business. Winning and money make people happy. Yeah. You can get along with a lot of people if there's winning and money.
Yeah, so there's no wonder that Texas A&M game on Saturday night didn't make anybody around here happy.
Yeah. And, it's the Schroyer thing is always about, he is big on branding, big on turning McNeese around. He was big on getting new money, not just old money. where he changed the dynamics of this university was he went out and got new money and big money, money from that they'd never gotten before. They never talked about all these issues. So they have ideas that are fresh. Now they're not going to be as fresh in Baton Rouge, obviously. You guys have done just about everything there. But they will give it a different tone that is interesting. And Dr. Ruth, I know as a president, the one thing about him is he is huge on athletics leading a university because it is the optics, or as they call it, the front porch of the university. That's where the eyeballs go. That's where the attention goes. And he uses that to fix the other things around.
Jim, we'll get you out on this question, and you kind of hit on what I wanted to ask you. What can LSU fans and I guess the LSU community expect with Wade Roos as now the system president?
You're going to hear a lot of "Go Tigers" with a hand gesture. whatever he comes up with. But other than that, what you're going to get is you're going to get a guy completely committed and completely student-oriented. He lived on campus here, he in the dorm rooms. He has pizza parties with students, his wife and him. He is really committed to the student experience and using the student experience to benefit what he wants in the educational process. And that is something that we never had at McNeese. And he will be sorely missed here by that. But that, I think, is the biggest thing. You're going to see him around campus all the time.
Did he actually live in the dorms?
He's lived in the dorms since he got the job a year ago, yeah. He lives
That's
in a
crazy.
Dorm. Now, for his wife, they cut out a wall and made it a two-bedroom and made it a little bigger for entertainment and living space. And he still has his houses. But he lives in the dorm across the street from where we host the podcast.
Wow. Jim, thanks a lot, man. Good stuff. We'll see. We got to revisit this in March. We'll see how it all shakes out. But
we'll
it's
see
interesting.
How it all is. Yes, we will.
Jim Gazzolo of the American Press. We'll be back after this here on Tiger Rag Radio.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with 5 available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious with multiple engine options and impressive towing. While Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability,
nice.
Making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. See your super Chevy dealers today.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
Go online to BoudreausElectrical.com for information about Generac standby generators.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. For more than 100 years, Louisiana Farm Bureau has been the voice of Louisiana agriculture. Louisiana Farm Bureau advocates on behalf of all the farmers and ranchers across our great state. What that really means is we advocate for you to ensure we have the safest, most abundant, and affordable food supply in the world. Louisiana Farm Bureau is 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this fall. With 29 cuts of lean, protein-packed beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this weekend and throughout the fall, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of certified Louisiana beef. So remember, beef, it's what's for dinner. Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come!
Let's face it. We all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, tigerrag.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
And we're back with Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
All right, back here on Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealers Studio, Jeff Palermo, News and Sports Director, Louisiana Radio Network, Todd Horn, Executive Editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, and now Glenn Gilbo, the Editor for Tiger Rag Magazine. He joins us. He was over at the Football Operations Building where LSU players were made available for the first time since Brian Kelly was fired. Frank Wilson was promoted to interim head coach. There's a new president. There's a new chancellor. There's a new AD. All kinds of changes have occurred here. Glenn, give us an idea of what the mood is like among the players. I would imagine they're ready to play a football game, but their heads got to be spinning a little bit.
Yeah, Mansoor Delaney said that you know, the first few days it was rough, you know, but sooner or later you got to stop mourning and move on. And they Frank Wilson has been he brought in this huge drum into the players meeting, and they beat the drum before every meeting, and the players were saying that kind of gets their mind off all the drama. And West Week said that it's made that meeting room their safe place where they can get away from the craziness of that first week is what they were saying. So yeah, you know, I think they're happy to have it over with. You know, they lost their coach and their offensive coordinator, and then they got a new coach, you know, so that can be difficult.
Were there any offensive players there?
Let's see. Yes, Braylon Moore, the center, was there. And they talked about how they're more physical at practice, particularly interior blocking, and seven offensive linemen and players going against – or seven offensive players, including the linemen, going against nine defenders. And they were saying, so if you get 3 or 4 yards, that's a win. And, you know, so it's definitely more physical. They were all saying how the practices have been more physical, which might explain something about how the team was called soft throughout this season.
Did you get the overall sense that they're upbeat, and are they pretty downtrodden knowing that their season's basically over no matter what happens?
No, they seemed upbeat, man. Even players on real bad teams I've covered at LSU, where they're young, they kind of stay upbeat, at least during the interviews. But, you know, Wes Weeks was talking about how he's just got 4 games left, you know, and whenever there's an interim coach, there's a bolt of energy. They've had meetings every day before practice. Is one thing they said they like. So, you know, they were talking about how they feel like everything's new. They're starting over.
Talking with the editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Glenn Gilbo. Glenn, you just posted a story over at TigerRag.com about Verge Osbury being not only the interim athletics director. That interim tag is going to be removed and now will be the permanent athletics director. Are you surprised that that decision has been made so quickly?
After the last couple of weeks, nothing surprises me. You know, it did kind of catch me off guard, but it really makes sense. I mean, because, you know, Verge just told us on the show tonight in the pre-taped, the taped interview that, you know, people were asking him, you know, who's going to be the athletic director, you know. Well, now he can tell them who the athletic director is or tell the, you know, the coaching candidates and their agents. So that's going to make his search for a new coach much smoother. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. And he deserves a job. I mean, I wrote that last week that he deserves a job. He's been on four coaching searches. Well, he was kind of an assistant, not really much of a role when they hired Saban. But in the three searches after that, he was pretty much involved and in the know on it. So he knows how these searches go. You know, he saw Mark Emmert pick a coach. He saw Skip Bertman pick a coach. Then he and Joe Oliva, and then he and Scott Woodward.
Hey, Glenn, have you talked to Governor Landry today? Has he given you your assignment or where you're supposed to be tomorrow?
I meet with him tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, and he's going to give me my assignment for the coaching search. I'm interviewing several coaches tomorrow for Governor Landry.
All right, so give the background on that. Go ahead.
Well, ask Jeff Palermo. He's the one who told me to go to the Jeff Landry press conference last week. it was a great idea because he thought Landry might talk about the coaching search. It's really amazing that there weren't other sports writers there.
Yeah,
I was the only
right.
one there. But no, I was not a plant. I went there because Jeff said it was a good idea, and it was. And actually, there was another reporter asked Landry about the – a news reporter asked Landry about the coaching situation before I asked a couple questions.
Yeah, no, it was wild. It was crazy. It, so many people have come up to me and thought it was AI. They just couldn't believe that, but that he went off like how he did on Scott Woodward. But here we are. There is no more Scott Woodward, and Verge Osbury is the guy now. Glenn, thanks a lot, man.
Well, he was not alone in his concerns about the contract practices of Scott Woodward, okay?
No doubt about it. We'll be back after this here on Tiger Rag Radio.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this fall. With 29 cuts of lean, protein-packed beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this weekend and throughout the fall, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of certified Louisiana beef. So remember, beef, it's what's for dinner. Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. For more than 100 years, Louisiana Farm Bureau has been the voice of Louisiana agriculture. Louisiana Farm Bureau advocates on behalf of all the farmers and ranchers across our great state. What that really means is we advocate for you to ensure we have the safest, most abundant, and affordable food supply in the world. Louisiana Farm Bureau is 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to... Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with five available drive modes, and Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious...
with multiple engine options and impressive towing, while Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability,
nice,
making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. See your Super Chevy dealers today.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein. The LSU Board of Supervisors names Wade Roos as the new president of the LSU system, and in a surprise move, the board also named one of the other finalists, Jim Dalton, as LSU chancellor and executive vice president overseeing the Baton Rouge campus. In 2012, the roles of the LSU system president and Baton Rouge campus chancellor were combined. With this move, the two roles are separated once again. Dalton has been provost at the University of Alabama since 2020. He says he's excited about his move from Tuscaloosa to Baton Rouge.
I cannot imagine a more perfect partnership with Dr. Roos, him looking at the presidential role at the system office, me taking on leadership of the Baton Rouge campus, the Ag Center, the two health science centers, and Pennington Biomedical Research Center.
Roos comes to LSU from McNeese, where he currently serves as that school's president. The vote to hire him was 12-1, with Lori Lipsey Aronson casting the lone dissenting vote. LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stay informed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
A surprise of a lifetime for a Jefferson Parish English teacher. Sarah Watkins, who teaches 8th grade at Stella Worley Middle School in West Waco, is awarded a $25,000 Milken Educator Award. The 2009 graduate of Dillard University has been teaching for 16 years. She's known for having lively academic discussions in her classroom where students are participating in civil debate.
If you put in the work and you have a relationship with kids, they're willing to give you everything they have, and that's the key to it.
Genetic testing by Seed Consulting confirms that all shrimp sold at the Louisiana Shrimp Festival in New Orleans did indeed come from Gulf waters. Founder David Williams started the venture a year ago to test shrimp served in restaurants to find out which ones were serving imported shrimp. He says through his efforts, restaurants are starting to switch to domestic shrimp, and that's helping the local shrimping industry.
This time last year, it was like a ghost town. Now we have the community starting to come back and starting to respect themselves.
LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stay informed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com. Tiger Rag Radio.
The details do matter. Every step, every hand on the ground, every route, everything that we do has a purpose. We are really focused, and our attention to detail is going to be unmatched.
We're back here on Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio. As that's probably the last time you'll hear that that liner as we rejoin the show here. I just got to make sure I know who exactly is in place, Todd. I mean, it's like a revolving door over there. My
yada,
goodness.
Yada, yada.
Jeff Palermo, along with the executive editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn, who's doing nothing, apparently, and, you know, he's got all the time in the world. But
Well, I'll tell you one thing I did do. I was Sunday afternoon, I read Wilson Alexander's column in The Advocate where he sat down with 15 anonymous staffers, some current, some former, maybe a couple players, and he got the lowdown on what the Brian Kelly era, how it crumbled. And we're going to get to talk to him about that. If he's with us right now, right? Okay.
Hey, Wilson, are you there?
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Yes, yes. It's so great to hear your voice. First of all, before we get into your great article that was in the Sunday Advocate, Tiger Rag certainly extends its thoughts and prayers to you and your family over the loss of your wife. Just such a horrible thing, and we're praying for you and hoping that you find comfort in some way. But I know you're going through a difficult time.
Well, I appreciate y'all saying that. You know, actually, originally did not expect to come back to work until this week. I'm really thankful that The Advocate gave me as much time off as I really wanted, and I was going to take more, but LSU had other plans for us. The past 10 days have been crazy.
So, yeah, I know.
But thank you all again for saying that, and I really do appreciate it.
Well, and when a good story breaks, a good reporter wants to go attack it, and that's exactly what you've done, especially with this article. What do you when you put this together, and I would imagine you probably could have wrote a heck of a lot more than what was eventually published. But what's the common theme that comes out to you? What was something that just continuously a word or maybe a phrase that kept coming to you when you talked to the various people that have been involved in the program when Brian Kelly was the head coach?
Let's see, a word or a phrase. A few things come to mind. Too detached comes to mind. Unable to connect with enough people comes to mind. And never really fully grasping or doing what a head coach in the SEC probably needs to as a recruiter. That was a common theme as well. And I say, you know, enough people and detached at times and too detached to a lot of people's liking, because in the course of reporting the story, I mean, there were people who said, like, they didn't, you know, dislike Brian Kelly, at least these certain people, and that they didn't think he was necessarily a bad guy or anything, that when they did have conversations with him, they enjoyed them. But that a lot of people who I spoke to found all of that to be too far and, you know, too far in between. Like, just didn't get enough, didn't see enough of him. And then as a result, really came away with the feeling for a lot of people that he didn't embrace things down here, and certainly the way he needed to. And then what that, I think, kind of ended up doing, as I understand it, is, as this season started to unravel and LSU decision makers got more and more restless, he didn't have allies in order that could have maybe protected him and kept him as the coach longer, because he hadn't built up those kinds of relationships.
Wilson, whenever you look back on the 4 years that Kelly was here, from your own personal perception, I mean, I know you covered him the whole time. There's probably no one here in Baton Rouge that had more face time, that I would think, than you did. Did any of the things that you learned in those interviews with the staffers shock you more than anything else, that you were frankly surprised to hear? Like, maybe whenever a certain defensive lineman was in, you know, deciding whether to go to the NFL or come back, and if I remember correctly, Kelly didn't know his phone number to call him. Just things like that.
Yeah, that was certainly surprising, that, you know, with Mason Smith, as you're referencing, you know, just – I'm not surprised that he necessarily didn't have Mason Smith's phone number, frankly, because – I think it would probably be hard for a head coach to have the phone number of every single player on the team ready to go. Like, I mean, you probably should. But what I also found surprising about that story is that he did not think like he was not the one to think about calling him, that it was suggested to him, and he's like, yeah, that's a good idea. We should do that. Like, shouldn't you think to go ahead and call the player yourself who is deciding whether or not to come back and who you have at that time had said, like, publicly, I think, you know, how much they thought that it felt confident about keeping their defensive linemen, and then they didn't keep any of them who were deciding on the draft, Mason Smith and Mekhi Wingo and such. So that was surprising for sure. I mean, we always knew that Kelly was had this CEO-style, hands-off approach. I think to hear to the extent that he was hands-off was what probably surprised me. Like one current staff member saying that it was kind of like this joke about where's Waldo? Because and one other current staffer saying that for the first 4 weeks of him being here at LSU, he did not see Brian Kelly. And how he said, like, you know, maybe he was in the building, but, like, I just never saw him. And because there was sort of this sense, talking to a few different people who felt this way, that Kelly was just sort of sequestered off in his office. He wasn't mingling around in the weight room or with players and staff quite the way that he needed to. They didn't have staff meetings to the extent that some other schools have them, like full staff meetings where you set this sort of clear direction. And, you know, and some people thought that they appreciated Kelly, that he wasn't micromanaging them. But it seemed like in time, and when you take a step back and look at it holistically, like he needed to at least, even if you're not micromanaging them, you need to be putting in more face time with them. And I think to the extent at which some people felt like that was not happening enough is probably what surprised me.
Wilson, what do you think happened here? Because, I mean, this guy was the active winningest coach in college football. And the one thing that was missing from his resume was a national championship. And you would think that he would be going to the ends of the earth to try to get that done. Did he just think he would show up and it would happen magically? Or did the amount of money all of a sudden that he had, and he was well compensated at Notre Dame too, but all of a sudden more money and you kind of maybe softens you a little bit? What do you think happened here with him?
That's something that I was asking myself a lot and asking other people throughout the course of reporting this story was, like, he had been successful for a long time. Why couldn't he do it to the level that LSU expects here? And what it seemed to be was that Kelly brought in this, you know, he has this CEO style, and as we already talked about, it becomes very hands-off. But when you have that style, you've got to hit on your assistant coach hires. You got to have a really good offense coordinator, a really good defense coordinator, even though Kelly was much more heavily involved in the offense than he was on the defense. And for year after year, there has been an issue with the staff that they've then had to address after the season by making a firing, or even in the case of this season, mid-season, firing Joe Sloan. And even when we came out of last year, there was questions about Sloan and his ability to do the job. I think that is one of the big things that sunk him ultimately was just this inability to put a good staff around him on both sides of the ball or in all three phases at one time. Because it was like, I think of it like whack-a-mole. They were always trying to hit something different that was popping up as an issue. And I think then as well, one of the things is, and a lot of that is from talking to people. And then my own view on it is it did just seem that he came to LSU thinking he was going to put his structure in place, the one that he had developed for 30 years as a head coach, this thing that he felt was tried and true, and that it was going to just be able to then bring in the talent that you can get from recruiting in the SEC and in Louisiana in particular, blend those two things together, and it was going to just take off. And that's where I think when people in the story said how he brought in structure, but it was a disconnect between the LSU identity and the identity of the head coach, like that's where I think things faltered as well, where like he just maybe he thought that was going to happen, and it didn't, obviously, within the past 4 years.
Wilson, do you believe that, you know, based on everything you just said and what you learned and what your own perceptions were, that there was a little bit of possibly hubris that set in, a little bit of hubris that set in with Kelly, where he was maybe a little bit thinking he was above the fray?
I think that's a good word for it, yes. That was actually something that I mentioned on our LSU podcast that we have the other day. I think there certainly was some hubris that this was going to work because it was always how he had done it, and he didn't come in and sort of have the humility to understand that he maybe needed to do something differently specifically at LSU to make LSU work for him.
Was there, I know we're running out of time, and I wanted to thank you again for coming and joining us. I always enjoy having you. But the disconnect between him and Scott Woodward that apparently occurred maybe even earlier than we thought, was that related to some type of meddlesome actions by Woodward? Did you hear anything about this?
Yeah, I mean, I know that I think you're referencing a lot of what Ross Dellinger and maybe The Athletic reported, or maybe it's from somewhere else. I didn't come across all of that quite as much in my own reporting. I'll just say that, you know, I know Scott was heavily involved in a lot of the decisions with the staff after the 2023 season. I'm not exactly sure how Brian Kelly felt about some of those things, but Woodward was certainly involved. And he was often spotted in Austin Thomas's office over the past year and a half or so, ever since Austin came in, more so than within Brian Kelly's office. Like, he liked to sit in on with Austin, look at all the things that Austin was doing with the roster. So, now, but I'm not exactly sure how to answer that question past that.
Right. And that's interesting, though, because if I'm not mistaken, Austin Thomas was hired and directly reported to Scott Woodward.
Yes. I mean, you know, they would often say that Austin, you know, acted upon what the head coach was looking for, and all of that was sort of the thing that they would always say publicly. But it was Scott Woodward had definitely had a hand in bringing him back from Ole Miss. That was kind of, it is, has been kind of one of his guys. And Austin has referred to him as a mentor and all that. Now, Austin, it would tell you that he and Brian Kelly, you know, that they had a good working relationship and all of those things, and that Austin was trying to execute the vision of the head coach. But there was certainly, Woodward certainly had an influence on things.
Do you,
what was,
go ahead, Scott. I mean, Jeff, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Do you believe that Brian Kelly really believed this was the best roster he ever had at LSU, and that was just a significant miss on his part?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to believe him when he said it over and over and over again. It wasn't just a one-time thing. And, I mean, I remember sitting with him discussing spring practice coming up. They had not even practiced yet. And he told me, this roster can go, like, we can go and win an SEC championship. And this is, you know, talking about how good this roster was. And that, and one of the things he said that time was, in the past, we didn't have that. He, I think, genuinely believed this was the best roster that he had had, and clearly, it was not has not played up to the level of talent, which has been really confusing for some donors who contributed quite a bit of money to this roster. Why it has not played to that level?
Great reporting, we appreciate it. Glad to see you're back, Wilson, and we'll find out what happens. We'll see what shoe drops tomorrow. You never know.
You got any predictions?
Predictions on the head coach?
No, the Alabama game.
Oh, I think LSU is going to lose, and that will be by multiple scores.
All right. Okay. All right. That's good. All right. All right, Wilson. Thanks a lot, man. Have a good night. We appreciate it. Get some sleep.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Wilson Alexander from The Advocate. We got a couple more segments of Tiger Rag Radio, so stay tuned from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come!
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting.
No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
Now more Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
Good stuff there from Wilson Alexander. And again, go to theadvocate or NOLA.com. Check it out if you didn't get a chance to see it. It was published Sunday, titled Brian Kelly or Kelly's Downfall. Jeff Palermo along with Todd Horn, Elian Andre Champagne. And one of the things that I always thought with Brian Kelly was, you just, and I think I've said it on the show maybe once or twice, you just don't see many head football coaches beyond 60 years old that's successful in college football right now. And I always wondered, and it did seem like he was trying to adjust to the times, but he obviously wasn't very involved in it.
Yeah, I would completely agree with you, Jeff. And the conversations that I've had with Kelly was, it was before the 2024 season, and you know, there was a lot of complaining about the NIL era and where it was going, which, you know, you can understand a coach's frustration about having to change what you've done for, you know, 30-something years. But, you know, you don't see coaches like Lane Kiffin complaining about, you know, what's going on, especially at a school like Ole Miss, right? He's doing what he can with the resources that he's given. And with a place like LSU, he was given those resources. I think a big part of it was, you know, what Wilson kind of had in his reporting was, you know, he wasn't as hands-on with the recruiting, which is a big deal of it. And so I think he got a little aggravated that he did have to, you know, put in a little more effort into, you know, contacting those kids every single day, which, you know, he told me he had a third phone, you know, that he, you know, he had three phones, right? And he contacted these guys, and he was saying, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of, you know, talking, you know, it blows up every day, is basically what he was saying. But, you know, you have to, as a CEO, right, which was what he was, you would think that he would be a little more hands-on with something like this. But he was really aggravated at, you know, what these kids were asking for in high school, not only in high school, but from the portal, right? You know, they had kids that were asking for, you know, six-figure numbers, which is crazy to hear as a coach. But in a time where, you know, that defensive line was really bad for LSU a couple years ago, you know, he refused to go after a kid because of the amount that he asked for.
Well, be more candid, because you had a very interesting dinner conversation with him where he was having a few cocktails, and he said something very specific. You don't have to repeat the exact wording, because I don't think it's allowed.
Yeah, right. FCC guidelines would not allow that, but that could be the, you know, the liquor talking. But, you know, he definitely, there was a kid that asked him for $1 million, and he rightfully said, he said, you know, and to put it in nice words, he said, screw that kid, basically. And the thing is like, you have to know that it's really not what these kids – it's, you know, nowadays in the NIL era, they have a lot of people in their ears as high school recruits. They're telling them, hey, take this money, right? Like, this has never been done before, right? And so I think Kelly was pretty frustrated with just where college football was going. I think he, you know, made a comment about, you know, he couldn't blame Saban for leaving college football in a time like this, because you know, it's just crazy. He was just saying it was crazy.
You know, it is interesting, Jeff and Andre, because he did talk about that earlier this season that he felt like he would have never, he could have never envisioned himself actually coaching in an environment like this, but he felt like he had adjusted to it.
Yeah.
And apparently he was not correct, or he was somewhat delusional.
No. And he tried to give it off like he had it all under control, but he didn't. Let's take our final break. More last segment of Tiger Rag Radio when we come back.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this fall. With 29 cuts of lean, protein-packed beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this weekend and throughout the fall, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of certified Louisiana beef. So remember, beef, it's what's for dinner. Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins' products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
Every winner knows a great play starts with a solid game plan and the right team by your side. At Sunshine, we're here to keep your operation running strong. From tractors to harvesters, we've got the John Deere equipment you need to tackle every job with confidence. Because when the work's done right, there's more time for the things that matter, like cheering on your favorite team. Make Sunshine Quality Solutions part of your playbook this season and learn more about what it means to be powered by Sunshine at sunequip.com.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
Go online to BoudreausElectrical.com for information about Generac standby generators.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we come. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stay informed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
You should call that radio station and let him have it.
Good idea.
1-800-673-5555.
I want to be under the bright lights. I want to be on the Broadway stage.
Tiger Rag Radio is on now.
I don't think we've had a show that has flown by more than this one with so much going on. So we've barely talked about the game Saturday, LSU and Alabama. Todd, how do you think the Tigers will play?
Well, Wilson thinks they're going to lose by multiple scores, meaning LSU will lose by multiple scores. I'm going to say that I think Alabama is really good. I think Simpson at quarterback is the best quarterback in the country right now. LSU's defensive secondary is going to have to play a great game, and Frank Wilson's going to have to get that running game going for LSU to have a chance. If all those things happen, then LSU has a chance because this is not your typical great Alabama team, but I do think they're at least 10 points better than LSU.
I think it's going to be an inspired effort. Is it going to be enough to pull off the upset Saturday night in Tuscaloosa? I don't think so, but who knows? Who would have thought 2 weeks ago LSU would have a new AD and a new or an interim head football coach? So crazier things to happen. I got to thank everyone involved in this show. Man, it was a really good show. Started off with Virg Osberry and then Mike Rodak, Jim Gazzalo, and Wilson Alexander. For Glenn Gilbo, Andre Champagne, Todd Horn, I'm Jeff Plarmel. For the latest in LSU sports, check out TigerRag.com.
Tiger Rag is everywhere. Online at TigerRag.com. Like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/TigerRag Magazine. Or follow us on Twitter at Tiger_Rag.